The Netball Super League is back. And this year we'll make it waves.
This is the big one.
Courtside, expect one big party. With 94 games and every Friday streamed live. So share, tag, get repping. Let's bring the fire to the court. Over to the players, do your thing. Are you ready? The Netball Super League season, live on Sky Sports.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Dragons take it. Thunder won't hit that 60. They will take the win, though. Manchester Thunder just showed their quality when it counted. Dragons wouldn't let them sneak away, but Thunder, with that win, go top of the Super League. They leapfrog Storm, and that just happens to be our Friday night netball next week. What a match we're in for in a week's time. Until then, plenty of reflection for both these sides. For Thunder, they know that contest that they're up against, full-blooded from this Dragons side, who remain bottom of the Super League table, but surely those combinations of small wins that they found over the last 60, they can ride out into the rest of the season. Both these sides have had their blows throughout this season. They've had to stand up and make changes, and it's Thunder who ride that wave and come out on top. Let's get some reaction on court with Pamela.
Ella, amazing work tonight. One intercept, two deflections, two turnovers. You really made hard work for the Celtic Dragons going into attack. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, I loved it. I love being out there. Every opportunity I get to get out on court with these girls is absolutely amazing. I mean, yeah, and what's not to love about playing in front of this crowd and playing the sport you love, so yeah.
Oh, well done. You've got your start for Thunder. Karen.
The yellow would fall over.
Taking your players out. No more injuries, please.
I know.
Sorry, Karen, third quarter for you. I know you're a perfectionist. Where would you want to see that improvement to go, even though you did get that good win?
Yeah, I think for us it's making sure that we're finishing off quarters, we're finishing off matches, and we pulled that lead out to 17 goals during the third and we let them back in. And, you know, if we want to be up there mixing it with the big boys at the top of the league, we have to make sure we're playing 15-minute quarters with consistency and finishing the game off strong, which we didn't do tonight, but I'm happy we've got come out of it with fit players.
Danny, come on in. I want to talk about Ella Powell-Davis, and I hope she's okay. Your fourth concussion, though, in the past couple of weeks. Difficult?
Yeah, I mean, who likes concussion? I think it's probably the nature of the game. It is becoming more and more physical. It's a hard one to take, but we'll see. I'll check in with Ella and the medical team post this, so, yeah.
In terms of the game, just a quick reflection on how you went for you.
I think actually it's nice to see some of our stuff grow. Like, there are still areas that we really need to work on, and that's what we'll go away and do in training. But I've been much more happier in terms of what we were doing, particularly in our attacking third and our attackers being able to link more with Rach. I thought that we were able to use each other more than just having to recycle to the line all the time. And our through court attack, I was much more pleased with today.
Hi, this is Gabby Sinclair, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It was an excellent start for Team Bath as they got into early lead, 6 points, as I say, by quarter time, but into the second half, and the Seven Stars went up through the gears. They led by two at half time and got as far as nine in the third quarter. In fact, that is how the third quarter ended, with Seven Stars in front by nine, by 44 points to 35. And then into the final quarter, they continued to turn the screw, and despite the best efforts of Team Bath. So let's get down onto the court for our Player of the Match interview.
Hi Jess, you are today's Player of the Match. You had a stellar performance. That link with Siggy Berger was absolutely phenomenal, especially from the second quarter onwards. How did it feel out there today?
Yeah, it felt really strong. I think after the two losses that we had, we knew we needed to come out hard today, especially against my old side Bath. Few nerves in that first quarter, but I think we settled and then we found that link, especially to the circle, just letting the ball go with confidence, and I think the whole team then lifted from that.
You mentioned you're back at your old stomping ground of Team Bath. Did it feel weird playing here in different colours?
Yeah, it definitely did, because I don't think I've actually been in the opposition changing rooms or this side, so it felt really weird, but just really good to get that win on them, so yeah, really happy.
Will that buoy your performance and the team's performance going into the next round?
Yeah, we've got Sirens away, which is always hard travelling to them, but I think we just need to keep doing what we're doing, letting the ball go and just build confidence, especially from defence turning ball today. Really looking forward to the next game to put out another good performance.
Well done. You are today's player of the match, and congratulations on your performance as well as the team's. Hi, Joe. You must be pretty pleased with that performance. It was a bit of a tetchy first quarter, 17-6 down, but your team romped home in the remaining of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. We knew Bath would come out hard. We knew it was going to be a hard task here at Bath home, but we still need to clean up on that. And that first quarter, it hasn't been our prettiest for a long time now, so still asking and searching for those questions. But really proud of the way the team stuck in, pulled it back, and we came out back to our winning ways.
I think Seven Stars' first win here at the Team Bath Tub. I think standout performances from yourself, Siggy Berger, Jess Shaw. The team seems to be really thriving and getting into their stride.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, it was a tough ask. I think we're all nervous coming off the back of two quite harsh losses and not performing to our standard and the way we want to. So that was our brand out there those last three quarters, and hopefully we'll continue with that.
So you've got Sirens next. What are you going to take from today's game into that next one?
So we've got to start the way we came on in that second quarter, very much just powering through, not taking anything and just going for everything. I think our challenge, our physicality, it was physical out there, but we really tried to be a clean game and not get the umpires into it. So for us, it's just maintaining those standards and having a really good week of training.
It's James Thompson Boston here, Flyhawk Ambassador, and online at flyhawk.com, you can find their full range of netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages to suit everyone. They are available in UK size 4 to 24. They come in different lengths. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee so you can try some of the range.
An impressive performance from the home side, from London Pulse this evening. They take all points here, a 66-34 victory. They got off to such a great start with a 2013 quarter, and they never looked back, just kept putting their foot down. All 12 players out on court. You can see Jay Clark there giving in the hugs. Berry Neal, she came off in that final quarter. She was impressive. Full team performance from Pulse side. And how many times have we said that this season? This squad, well, Sam Bird said they were happy with where they're at the start of the season, but there is far more to come. So, player of the match, I'm going to hand out to Camilla. It's Liv Sheen.
Hey, Liv. Congratulations on another player of the match.
Thank you. You've
got to be happy with that, putting 40-plus goals on the scoreboard for your team, more than Rhinos altogether.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you put out a performance like that every week?
I'm not sure, you know. Like, I feel like when you have the girls supporting you, they just make it so much easier. You've got coaches that believe in you, the girls that believe in you, girls are feeding the ball when you're on. They just make it easier for you on court. So, yeah, I feel like that was definitely a team's performance. Probably wasn't our best, but a win is a win, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, just happy overall, to be honest, yeah.
And in those moments, Liv, you talked about there being moments of, you know, potentially a bit of scrappy play.
Yeah.
How do you keep such a cool head? Because I think we look at you week after week and we look at how you're unflappable in there. How do you do that? How do you go out there every week and just stay so calm and composed?
As I said, like, just when the girls believe in you, they just make it so much easier. We're definitely going to have a whole talk about the scrappiness and like the little bits that we need to work on. But I think when you just have your head held high, you just like, and we all believe in each other, it just makes it so much easier. So yeah.
Excellent. And you must have your eyes set on that top four position now. How much is that in your thoughts going into every single game?
We're trying to make history again. We had a really great performance last season. We want to kind of repeat it, but like do a bit better. So top four is always the goal. We're just trying to see how far we can go. But yeah, well, top four is looking nice. So yeah, hopefully we can get there.
Excellent. Well, keep going well, Liv. And
thank
amazing
you.
Performance once again. Congratulations.
Thanks, Cam. Happy Easter, guys.
Hey, Liana. Commiserations on the loss tonight. An amazing first start to that quarter, though. I mean, the first quarter, you went really well for the first kind of 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then just a little bit of impatience slipped in, but you were finding holes in that Pulse attack. What changed going into that second quarter for you guys?
I think we lost confidence. I think the first, like you said, the first 10 minutes we were letting goal go, and we were courageous in those moments. I think once they got a few turnovers, we sort of went insular and we didn't let that ball go. We talked about what Pulse can bring in their defensive end. If you don't let that ball go first time, there's going to be an intercept. second or third second. So for me, it was just about confidence to let that ball go.
You know, going into the second half with being at such a deficit, what information do you give to your team about, you know, what the goals are for the next, you know, for the second half? Because I think, you know, they certainly came out and were a lot more aggressive in their defensive approach, which played dividends to you guys in the opening moments. But just the consistency of that, what's the information you give to them on that?
Yeah, I think we talked a lot about effort and attitude. We can control those things. So just our own behaviours, getting out there, being first to turn over ball, just being intent with all our actions. I was really disappointed today because those things we can control. But in the second half, also just looking to get new blood and give opportunities to some of our young ones that haven't quite had time.
Yeah, just a word on Amy Braithwaite, who came into that game, found some beautiful space, and a real young one for you guys coming through.
Yeah, no, she's awesome to watch, and I think just with a little bit more time, getting used to these defenders that she doesn't quite know who they are yet. So for her, it'll be an eye-opener, but I think there's plenty more to come from her once she realises how good she can be.
Hey Sam, you've got to be happy with that result. You know, Liv Cheen getting the player of the match, scoring 40 plus goals, more than Rhinos in particular. Just a word though, you started great in that first quarter, 2013, that first quarter score. But just moments of, we know you've talked about consistency, just moments of some errors creeping in. For a side that's heading into that top four, how hard do you go into them for those moments where they lose a little bit of concentration?
Yeah, we talked about being focused for the whole 15 minutes, and in the first, maybe third as well, we had 2 minutes of slight chaos, but we've just talked about as well tempo, like we can play at a higher tempo than we just did then. So I think it's looking at concentrating for the whole 15 and keeping the tempo at the pace we want to play. But you know, I've got to be pleased with that performance.
Absolutely. I mean, when you've got such an engine in that midcourt with Clark and Pittman, and then the composure of such a young circle with Berry and Liv, you must be absolutely over the moon with how that's ticking along.
Yeah, I mean, Berry's having a great season. She's connecting really well with Liv. But at the back as well, I mean, I was really pleased with Fumi. She's just getting better with every match. I don't know how many tips and intercepts she got today, but she, you know, she can play really well with Hallie, really well with Lindsay. The defending unit's really strong as well, hence the, you know, not too many goals scored against us, so that's good.
And you mentioned at the top of the show wanted to turn some of those deflections into winning intercepts. Were you happy with that result? I mean, that unit is really growing strength by strength each game.
Yeah, and we want it to be a unit that no one wants to play against, and that's sort of setting up that sort of pulse wall at the back, and we're getting there. We need to keep challenging each other more in training, but the training intensity is through the roof at the moment. So, you know, we'll keep looking to improve, but so far, so good.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.